Jerry Jones gives Jason Garrett a vote of confidence. Doug Peterson has a prediction for next week. The Titans aren't ready to name a starting quarterback, and Tom Brady won't beg Gronk to come out of retirement. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, October 14th. The Cowboys have lost three straight games, but don't expect a coaching change anytime soon. Jason Garrett is in his 10th season coaching the Cowboys, and it feels like he's been on the hot seat for that whole time. But Jerry Jones said after yesterday's loss to the Jets not to put all the blame on his coach. Jones said, quote, "I was a lot happier with what he had done the first three games than what's happened the last three games, but the big thing I want to say is it's not just him. This is across the board." When he was asked specifically if Garrett will be fired in season, Jones said, quote, "Don't bet any money on that happening. You'll lose it." After starting 3-0, the Cowboys have now lost consecutive games against the Saints, Packers, and Jets. They are tied for first place in the NFC East with the Eagles, who they host on Sunday Night Football in Week 7. Speaking of that Cowboys-Eagles game, Eagles coach Doug Peterson is feeling pretty confident. The Eagles lost in Minnesota yesterday, but Peterson came out today and predicted a win Sunday in Dallas. His full quote from a radio appearance on WIP, quote, "We're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play, and we're going to win that football game, and when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we want to be." So maybe this is Peterson's attempt to pull attention away from the Eagles' struggling secondary, or distract us from a week of Carson Wentz versus Dak Prescott debates, or maybe he's just really confident and wants the world to know what he thinks of his football team. Both teams enter Week 7 at 3-3. The winner will lead the NFC East. The loser will be looking up at a few teams in the NFC's crowded playoff picture. Yesterday, the Titans benched Marcus Mariota in favor of Ryan Tannehill during their 16-0 loss to the Broncos. Today, head coach Mike Vrabel said he's not ready to name a starter for Tennessee's Week 7 game against the Chargers. He said he plans to make a decision at some point in the next 2 days. After the game yesterday, Vrabel said he and GM John Robinson would reevaluate the situation. In his press conference today, Vrabel said he doesn't want a revolving door at the position. Mariota is in his fifth season, the final year of his rookie contract. Tannehill is in his first season in Tennessee after an offseason trade from Miami. Both will be free agents this offseason, so the Titans will have some big decisions on the horizon. But in the meantime, the Titans are 2-4. They trail the Texans by 2 games in the AFC South, but still have playoff hopes for this year. They just have to decide which QB on their roster gives them a better chance of getting there. After the Chargers game, they play the Bucks, Panthers, and Chiefs before their bye week. Friday on this podcast, we discussed the chances of Rob Gronkowski returning to the Patriots for their playoff run. Today, we have an update that Tom Brady won't lobby his former teammate. Here's Brady's full quote from an appearance on WEEI. Quote, "I love that guy. I'm so happy that he's enjoying his time, his life. He seems to really be doing a lot of great things. He knows how I feel about him. I want what's best for him. He's the only person that can make those decisions. I don't lobby for those things." Last week, Robert Kraft said he can always pray and hope that Gronk might come back. He will likely continue praying, but the plan to convince him to return does not include a request from the team's quarterback. Meanwhile, the Patriots are re-signing Benjamin Watson, the tight end who they released last week. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts, each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.